The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, whom he named Peter, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, whom he named Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you ever been called by a nickname? Everybody's been called by a nickname before, right? Everybody knows what it's like to be called by a nickname. And I'm not talking about mean nicknames like we all got on the playground in grade school. But you ever been called by like a nickname done right? It can be very endearing. It really can, because if anybody ever calls you, if they ever get it right, they call you by a nickname. First of all, it shows that they like you, right? They put a little bit of thought into this. But I think most importantly, it shows that they know you. Because there's some quality they perceive in you, and they're using that as the foundation of this little name that they just made up. Have you ever heard this before, that when we get to heaven, please God, we all get there, when we get to heaven, we're going to be called by a new name. Now, I don't think we actually teach that as a church, that we're going to get a new name when we get to heaven. But it sure is strongly hinted at. In the book of Revelation and in the book of the prophet Isaiah, you're going to be called by a new name pronounced by the mouth of the Lord because he made you. It's going to be like the ultimate nickname, okay? He knows you. And this name that you're going to be called is going to be the real you. Well, today we hear the names of the 12 apostles whom Jesus has called. And this is a real critical time in Jesus' life. Understand, he acts now with solemn deliberateness. Jesus is not going to carry out his mission on his own. He's going to call human help, not only while he's alive, but most importantly, after he's gone. And just as an aside, you know, anybody who says, you know, I don't need the church, and this is just between me and God, that's not the way Jesus acted. He set up real human help, both then and now, and deliberately so, and very solemnly. And these he calls apostles. Apostles, from the Greek word apostolane, meaning to be sent. Apostolane. You can hear the word post in there, the word post. What do you do when you want to send a letter? You use a postage stamp, right? You post it. If you've been given an assignment, what do they say? You've been posted, or you've been assigned to a post. It means they've been called. It means they've been sent, right? And the most important line of all that I want to focus on today is Jesus summoned those he wanted. Why did he call these guys? These 12 people who have precious little in common with one another. I mean, I could go on and on about that as I have in past years. Why did he call them? I don't know. It doesn't really matter why he called them. The fact is, he knows them. And so he called them by name. He's the one who sent them. And this is a divine initiative. God has his reasons. It was not you who chose me. It was I who chose you and called you and sent you. He summoned those he wanted. And I think the thing we want to stop and think about today is that's not just true for the apostles. That's true for all of us. Because nobody else can ever be an apostle. I think I've told you before the definition of an apostle. It was a witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who Jesus himself personally sent and picked those whom he wanted. But you are not in your place in life by accident. You've been posted. He made you. He named you. He calls you and he sent you. So do you want to make a big difference like the apostles made? Yes, yes, yes. We want to take then the first line of the job description of an apostle. The very first thing that an apostle is supposed to do is first that they are supposed to be with Jesus. Just being called to be an apostle is not enough. After all, Judas Iscariot got called to be an apostle, right? The most important thing that we need to do is to be with him, and from that, all of our effectiveness flows. And of course, that means being with him in regular prayer, regular repentance, reception of the sacraments in our own time. It means identifying with Jesus Christ out there in the world. And it's not a friendly age in which to do that, one of the hardest ages in history. But if we are with him, the same way the apostles were with him, we can be who he wants us to be. And that's what we were born for. That's our true identity. So just a tiny little thought for you for the day from the call of the apostles. You have been given a role to play, a role that nobody else has ever been given. Your job in life, the people with whom you are placed, have been done so deliberately. You've been posted by a God who knows you and who sent you. Let's be like the apostles and be with Jesus first and foremost, and he too will do great things through us. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Francis de Sales, pray for us.